Turn with me to Matthew chapter 5. We've been on a series of messages, and we'll end that today. We've been talking about the storm. Now, you know I'm not a negative preacher. We've been talking about positive things in the midst of the storm. We talked about seeing God in the storm. Keep your eyes on the right thing. When trouble comes your way, keep your eyes on the Lord. Then we talked about being anchored in the storm. Don't let the storm blow you away. Be anchored in the Word. Be anchored in what God has for you so you won't be blown away. And today I want to talk about standing in the storm. Standing in the storm. You know, God expects us to stand. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 11 says, "Put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Verse 13 says, "Having done all to stand." Verse 14 says, "Stand therefore." So it's not enough just to ride out the storm. To wear the t-shirt that says, "I've been through the storm." It's not enough. God wants us to stand in the storm. Say that with me. Stand in the storm. One definition of a storm is a disturbance of the normal conditions of the atmosphere, manifesting itself by winds of unusual force or direction. Let me say that again. A storm is a disturbance of the normal conditions of the atmosphere, manifesting itself by winds of unusual force or direction. So we could say this, if the winds of the storm has changed your usual place of peace as a Christian, if the winds have blowed upon your life and moved you around somewhat, you could say that you've been or that you are in a storm. Now listen, folks. Faith folks, we've already learned that Jesus led the disciples into a storm. They didn't ask to go, but he said, "Let us go over to the other side." And they got in the boat and they went out in the sea, and a storm arose. Faith people, storms come to our lives. Things come our way that will blow us around. Anybody know what I'm talking about? We're not exempt from that. And we need to know that when we are in the storm, that God is there with us. He loves us. He cares for us. He's not negating His proper place in our life because we're going through unusual winds of life. How many of you know that there's a storm against our nation? A storm against the home, especially a storm against the church. We're dealing with things we never dealt with. So God wants us to stand in the storm, just not go through it, not just have a testimony how we almost made it by the skin of our teeth. God wants us to be God's people and stand in the midst of the storm.
Amen.
Amen. So today we're talking about standing in the storm. Matthew chapter 5, let's look at verses 21 and we'll read verse 22. And then we'll go on down through the chapter. Matthew 5, 21. This is Jesus speaking. He said, "You have heard that it was said by them of old time, that thou shalt not kill. And whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, Thy fool, shall be in danger of hellfire." Move down to verse 27. "Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." Verse 31. "It hath been said, Whosoever shall put his wife away, let him give her a writing of divorcement. But I say unto you, that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causeth her to commit adultery, and whosoever shall marry her that is divorced committed adultery." Verse 33. Again, ye have heard that hath been said by them of old, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thy oath. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne. Verse 38. You have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, that you resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him and slap him crazy. I'm just checking you out, see if you're reading with me. That's a New Testament translation of my own. Modern day. Whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. Verse 43. Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I, Jesus said, say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Keep in mind, these people were used to teaching. These people had scribes and Pharisees that taught them every day. They had rules and regulations and teaching like we could never, ever comprehend. They were taught, but Jesus wanted to carry them further than just hearing. Because that's why he said, you have heard, but I say. He wanted to carry them into an arena of doing the word. And that's what Jesus is trying to get a point. You know, people are the same. Here is God in the flesh, Jesus. Here is Jesus on the earth. God's on the earth. And notice, when you read the Bible, that God himself, Jesus, had problem getting people to do the word. We haven't changed much today, right, Brother Willie? We hear the word. We jump on the word. We shout on the word. We make great acclamations about the word. But how much do we live? Somebody said we hear it by the shovelful and live it by the teaspoon. There's something that we, this is something we have to live. Amen. Jesus was talking about bringing these people to a change, doing something different in their life, just not hearing, but becoming. Can I say this? And we're going to move on. This is really not part of the sermon, but I need to say this. There's many, many, many things that we could say Jesus does to a person's life. When Jesus comes into a person's life, of course, Jesus is a healer. Jesus is a mender. Jesus is brings prosperity and boldness and love and concern to a person's life. But the number one thing that Jesus really brings to a person's life is change. C-H-A-N. G-E, not a nickel or a dime or a quarter, but a turnaround in a person's life. We don't see that much today. I'm from the old school. But in my day, when the Lord came into your heart, you turned around 180 degrees. Amen? Amen? I mean, if you were the drunken, you became sober. Amen? Nobody had to take you through 7 steps or 10 steps or 101 on doing right. Something just changed when Jesus came into your heart and the devil ran out. Can I hear amen? And see, Jesus is portraying that to these people. You've heard this said, but I say unto you, this is what you really do. You got to do something. You've got to change something. Jesus made that plain in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 and verse 25. He says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken it to a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house. So Sound like a storm to me, right?
Yes, sir.
And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Let me give you three things that will happen in your life if you become a doer of the word. Forget what you've been told in ways. Not forget it, but it's more than just being told about something. It's about living something. Now, I know this seems simply. It seems something, you know, for babies like. But I'm going to tell you something. The greatest faith you ever have in your life is when you become what you believe. See, this is a becoming gospel. This is not something we just conjure up and when trouble comes. And we do our little religious, you like you see on TV when they're conjuring up something around a fire somewhere. It's not rubbing up a genie like I often say, whatever the correct word is. It's a living thing. This word lives in us. It has the ability within it. It has its own faith in it. That if you believe it, that faith that resides in that word changes things. It's a becoming thing, not a hearing thing. See, we major on faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So we got fat people sitting around that's heard and 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 heard. And one more time, heard. And maybe again, heard. And we haven't been stressing really, it's more than hearing, it's becoming what you've heard. Until you become what you've heard, you've not operated in any faith. You operated in presumption and hope. And hope is a wonderful thing, but hope has to turn into faith to get the job done. Do you hear me today? I'm going to teach you something about God's expectation of you. And it's more than what most of us think, because we let each other get by. But God wants you to stand. What the world needs, let me just talk to you. It's not no more talking. They all messed up. They're watching too much TV, Christian TV. Brother Willie, you don't want to get me started on Christian TV. You know about it? You know, I got the little shawl. He had it on this week. I ain't calling no name. Penny said, there he is under his shawl. If you send me $20, I'll take you under the shawl and pray a prayer for you. Listen, you don't need that shawl. You can boldly go into the throne room of God, make your petition made known. Amen. We've been watching too much of that nonsense. Not every program, but a lot of it. And I ain't calling no names. Amen. But God wants us to become something. Not be hearers and not doers, but be hearers and doers of the word. So what happens when you become a doer of the word? Number one, you become wise. That's what Jesus just said. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man or a wise woman. The word wise means to be prudent, sensible, and intelligent. How many of you want to be intelligent? You in the things of God, you got to be a doer of the word to become intelligent. James says if you just hear the word and don't be a doer of the word, you deceive yourself. And if you're going to deceive yourself, you're not too intelligent, right? Amen? My daddy said he had a cousin one time that was so wicked and stealing, he had to sleep with his hand tied because he steal from himself. Well, when you're not a doer of the word, you're stealing from yourself.
Right.
To do the word makes a man wise. There's wisdom that comes when you listen to the word, hear the word rather, and become a doer of it. There's supernatural wisdom that comes to your life.
Right.
Can I hear amen?
Amen?
See, most of us settle for the questions, is this right or is this wrong? Should I do this? Should I do that as a Christian? We stop right there. A lot of things we do are all right, but the question should be, is this wise? Is this sensible? How many of you know we do a lot of things that are not sensible? Now hold down, people. I'm not against these two illustrations. Okay, I love everybody. I got issues in my own life, but these are two that you can comprehend what I'm saying about when I'm talking about going beyond doing right, going into the place of being wise. It's not wrong to smoke. You can say amen to that. Bible doesn't say thou shalt not smoke a cigarette. Nowhere in the Bible. You want to argue with smokers? Nowhere in the Bible. You can't run them out of your church because they smoke. We glut. We do a lot of things. We have to run us all out. Amen. But as I'm using the illustrations, I love my smoker. I tell them to smoke till you quit. That's all. We're not going to cast you out. But is it wise to smoke? Even the smokers would say, no, it ain't wise. Would you get up here and say it's a wise thing to puff and have lung cancer? No. It's not wise to drink liquor or beer. Right. Nowhere in the Bible does it say, thou shalt not drink a beer.
Right.
Or a margarita. A Bloody Mary.
Right.
I don't know none of the rest of them. A daiquiri. Daiquiri something. Yeah, well, Pam, we better quit that drinking, haven't we? Amen. It doesn't say it's wrong. But is it wise to, if you've been an alcoholic, would it be wise for you, because it's not against God's word, to sip on some alcohol?
No.
It's nothing wrong. It's not wise. You see, we want to go to the next step. Say next step.
Yes,
holler it out. I can't hear you. We want to go to.
Yes,
we want to be wise, right?
Yes.
So when we start be doers of the word, we're moving from being the right. Notice the Lord didn't say, he that is right builds his house upon the rock. He said, he that is wise. So there's some things I could do, I choose not to do. You know, I wear shorts. You call them shorts? I wear shorts. I wear them outside. It wouldn't be wise for me, even though you shouldn't judge nobody. You should never judge the messenger. You judge the message. God can use a donkey, a jackass. He can use you. God can use a chicken. My God, he can use me, right? It's not wrong for me to wear those shorts. But would it be wise for me to say, okay, I'm going to preach today and I'll be up here in my short shorts, you know, my pretty legs. Trying to, it wouldn't be wise. You see what I'm saying? A wise man does that which is wise. And the Bible says he that hears the word and does the word is a wise man. Amen? So doing the word makes one wise. Second thing, doing the word would do for us is provide a foundation. Jesus said this, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock.
Yes, sir, a rock.
Now, all of us know you don't build a house on the sand. Brother Jeff and them just went to the sea. Wherever y'all went, somewhere in Florida, whether it be you go to Florida, whether you go to Louisiana, whether you go to Savannah has a beach, right?
Yeah.
All around, whether you go to Cabo, whether you go anywhere, those houses that are around the ocean, they don't build them directly on the sand where the water is, do they? They build them up. They make the foundation deep in the ground, farther than you can see up, it goes down. And in many cases, they build the house up off the sand.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. Nobody builds a house on the sand.
Right.
You build it on a foundation.
Yeah.
Most important thing in the house is not the cooking things, ladies. The nice stove. All that stuff that we see when we go in. The bathroom, the jacuzzi. What else you like in a house? Big old refrigerator? Ice maker? All those great things are great, but what makes a house great is what it's built on. That footing, that foundation, because if it don't have a good foundation, it, when the storm comes, it'll blow your jacuzzi right out of your house with you right in it. Blow you out. Amen? So doing the Word, becoming a hearer of the Word, and doing of the Word not only makes you wise, it brings about a foundation of your life. The more you do the Word, the stronger your foundation will be. That's how you look at people being in church a long period of time and they've really been Word people, and trouble comes, storms comes. It doesn't just blow them around. You look at them and say, I wonder, how could they stand? Well, they've been building a firm foundation because they've learned to be doers of the Word. Amen. Do what the Word said. I know what they told you, Jesus said, but I'm telling you this is what you do. That's what Jesus was doing. The third thing, it will enable you to stand. That's what we're talking about. Jesus said the rains descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a what?
A rock.
A rock.
Yes, sir.
So God just doesn't want us, as I said, to go through the storm or be blowed around by the storm or just get through it by the skin of our teeth. He wants us to be hearers and doers of the Word, building a foundation upon the Word, and standing in the midst of the storm. Thank you for those enthusiastic amens. If you're not at Matthew chapter 7, turn there. Let's look at this thing. Let's dig into this thing. Standing in the storm. Hallelujah. Hey, like I often say, I don't want nobody telling me about nothing that ain't been through nothing. Don't you tell me how to keep a marriage and you've been married 4 times. You need to find out yourself. Come on, help me now. You need to check up on your preacher. Hey, it's important. You better know where you've been through. What he stood through. Don't follow nobody, don't know where they're going. Ain't never been through nothing. You may be there one Sunday, next Sunday you go back. He might be gone. Done took your money and left. I know this is not popular preaching, but that's just preaching. Amen. Check it out. You don't want nobody, you know, you don't want nobody telling you nothing, ain't been through nothing. Give me somebody been seasoned. Take me in a room. Tell me something they've been through. I say, what you've been through. And I find out what they've been through. Then I start listening.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Amen. It ain't what you've been through. It's what you stood through.
Yeah.
See, we got a lot of people been through.
Yes,
but what have you stood through?
Yeah.
Your testimony.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And some of you've been through and you stood through, and hallelujah, it speaks volumes, especially today.
Yes.
Well, it rolling and tumbling and everything out of order, and 1 minute you hear we're going under, and you get up in church and hear the man of God say you're not going under, you're going up. Then you go home and you listen to the ABC, BC, CC, or 2 C's, 3 C's. CC snuff, whatever. You listening to all that stuff, snuff. You get your information from them. And it preys on your emotions. Look, you need to get your information from this. So this has stood the test of time. Hallelujah. Now look at Brother Willie. Testimonies of test and time that I know this man of God has been through. And when he stands up and says what he says, my heart leaps because I know he's saying what the truth is that brought him through.
Yes.
You look at a person, you don't know what they've been through.
Right.
But when they stood, It speaks volumes. Amen. You found Matthew 7. Look at verse 24. Let's dig into this thing. Therefore, Brother Hagin said, when you find the word therefore, see what it's there for. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken to a wise man, which built this house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, then the wind blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Yes. I want you to notice, first of all, that the storm came to the wise man. Yeah. Just because he's wise didn't negate the storm. Just because he was prudent, sensible, and intelligent, the storm still came his way. Listen, faith people, as I said, you can't get too big for your britches. Be careful. Storm can come to your door. Come to your house. Don't judge other people lest you be judged. And notice the storm came to the wise man's house first. Verse 26. And everyone that heareth these things of mine and doeth them shall be likened unto a, what? Foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. Now let's get this thing right. The wise man built upon the what?
Rock.
Help me now. The wise man built upon the what?
Rock.
The foolish man built upon the
sand.
Wise man on the rock.
Yes, sir.
Foolish man on the sand. Verse 27, and the rain descended. Here comes the storm. And the floods came and the wind blew and beat upon the house and it fell. And great was the fall of it.
Mm.
Now today to help you, I got a rock over here. I got sand over here. Now here's the thing about God. This is how we are God-like. Okay? And the Bible does say we are gods with a little G. If He's King of kings and Lord over lords, who is He King and King and Lord over Lord to? Us. We're kings and priests. We're little gods. We have power, but we never have more power than God. Uh-oh. That preach, won't it?
Yeah.
Huh? What God has given us to make us like God is the power of choice. The greatest power in this room. The greatest power in this room. It's not the Holy Spirit. He can't do a thing to you unless you choose to let Him operate. So what's greater? Holy Spirit or your choice?
Choice.
Here's the thing. God gave us the power of choice. Powerful man. You can choose to live. You can choose to die. You can choose to live right or you can choose not to live right. So don't tell me God puts you anywhere or the devil does anything to you because you got the power of choice. So here we have a rock. Here we have a sand. Hallelujah. Give me an
amen.
The first built his house upon the rock. He heard the word of God. He went further than most charismatic people. He became a doer of the word. He didn't sit in the pew and say hallelujah and go home and live like I wanted to do. He went out the door saying to himself, now how can I apply what I heard today? So he built his house upon the rock. And the storm came. And the winds blew. And it came at him into a force that tried to blow him off. But because he built upon the rock, the Bible says his house stood firm. It don't matter what comes my way if I'm on the rock. My feet is on the rock. This rock is holding me where I need to go. Y'all blow. You can't blow me off this rock. A good wind have a hard time blowing me off its rock. Because I'm on the rock, a firm foundation. He chose that. Now you have the sand. I know you can't see me, some of you. That's why we need to get our cameras so they can zoom in right now. I'm in the sand. I can move. I can mess up a lot right here. I'm not on anything firm. Matter of fact, if I want to have a bowel movement, I could have it right here and cover it up. I got your attention that time, didn't I? Can't do it on the rock. But over here, what cats like? A rock or sand? Anybody ever been in a cat box with a cat? Don't you uncover that. It's terrible. I get paid good money to do this. Amen. I'm in my skins here. I'm making a mess. But if you're not a doer of the word, if you spend your life in just listening, not hearing, coming to church, listening to the preacher. Just listening. I'm going to be a good person. I'm going to come to church today. I'm going to listen. You don't hear. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. And if it's really heard the word of God and it's faith, you become a doer of the word. Because faith without works is dead. So you're just hearing. You're just listening. Man, that's good. You holler. You shout. You foam. You lay out, you roll around, you call your prayer partner, and you tell her what the Lord's saying, but you make no effort to do what the Lord is saying. You're not having a great foundation, you're just wallowing in the sand. You know what you're doing? You're making a big mess. See this mess? The wind blow your foundation will pull you off because it ain't grounded on the rock. All you're doing is talking and making a mess. The church has made such a mess. Let me preach to you. A lot of times I've been in service, they shout, don't even know what the preacher said. I've had to ask Brother Jeff in service, what'd he say? I don't know. Well, what they shouting about? I don't know. Brother Willie, am I talking right? You know, we're so good. I watch some of you, and people watch you. Some of you head bobbers. I'm preaching to you now. Don't all y'all stop bobbing your head, but I'm just giving you a little wisdom. I'm just giving some of you amen people. Yeah, you better make sure you amen at the right time. You're on the tape, brother. You know, all these people going to hell, you say amen. I don't like unrighteousness. Amen. Bobbing your head. You listening? But are you a doer of the word? Are you becoming what you hear? A wise man becomes what he hears. If you don't, you're stuck in the sand. And when the wind blows, it blows you and the sand goes everywhere. And even when you decide, well, I'm not going to live that way, it takes a while to get that sand off your feet. And everywhere you walk and all the testimonies you make, because you're not grounded on the rock, you're carrying that mess with you. Oh, hallelujah. What did the preacher preach on today? I don't know, but it was hallelujah good. Yeah. What did he preach on today? I don't know. We had a wonderful service. The preacher didn't preach at all. How many times you heard that? You're just taking that saying all over, making a fool of yourself. Uh-oh, I didn't say that word. He that builds his house upon the sand is a foolish person. Foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. Foolish man built his house upon the sand. And the rains came tumbling down. Help me out. The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. And the foolish man's house went splash. That's the way my daddy taught it to me. Foolish. When you're not a doer of the word, you are foolish. You are negating your life of such blessings. Would I rather have a 2,000 people in the church that holler? I mean, it does something to you when you got a crowd in the church. Believe me, it's hard to preach to five people. Been there, did that. Brother Jeff Tee, he preached a couple one time. Pam went to a revival, had a well-known person there. Wouldn't nobody showed up. The well-known evangelist on all over the radio. I guess he just picked the wrong place. Nobody showed up. It's hard to preach when you don't hear that. But let me tell you something. It's not always in what you hear. The noise of it. It's what people do. Give me 10, 20, 30. Let me move on up. Let's go up. Well, if you have this many of what? Doers of the word, you'll have thousands. Because they'll go out and get the lost. Because they're doers of the word.
Yes.
Give me a good 75 doers of the word. 75 all. Just 75 people doers of the word. When you hear the word, you do the word. You build your house upon the rock. And when the storm comes, you cannot make a mess on the rock. Ain't nothing getting on you. Founded on the rock of the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. James 1:22 said, be ye doers of the word. And not hearers only, deceiving your own self. For if any be hearers of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in the glass. For he beholds himself and goeth his way and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. But whosoever, that's the choice. Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, the word of God, and continueth there in the word of God, and being not a forgetful hearer of the word of God, but be a doer of the word of God, this man or this woman shall be blessed.
Hallelujah.
Not maybe so, hope so, trying to be. My goodness. Don't get me started, Lord. My goodness. God. So you do... If we are doers of the word, there'd be no place in churches for gimmicks. We wouldn't have to entice people to give. It's a known fact in the word of God. Give, you shall be given unto you. That's the law of the kingdom. We don't have to get up and talk about the gravity every day. We don't have to go, well, you know, you better be careful. You better not get on the roof and jump off because the gravity will pull you down and break your neck. Right? It's a law. We don't have to tell you after you get grown, don't put your hand on that hot stove. Every day we have to have a class of not putting your hand on something hot, you get burnt. Why don't you put your hand on something hot? Because you get burnt. That's the way it is. Say, that's the way it is. Why in the world we have to have all these gimmicks to tell people if you give, you'll get back when it's that way anyway? Like I said, I don't have to teach you about gravity. It works. Why do I have to tell you, I have to beg you? Now, if you come on and give you money, God will give it back to you. Especially if you give me $30 right now. Quickly, hurry, get your checkbook, write it out right now. I'll take your credit card. I want it. I need it now. Get the thing in the mail so God can bless you. I need to get my own program, right? Do they do that, Pam? And I guess I almost vomit. I turn them off. Where's somebody on the TV that says, you know, I'm on TV. You know it costs. I love you. Hallelujah. You want me to stay on there to give? If you don't, I'll be off. Got to have some kind of gimmick. Where are 75 people that be doers of the word because they hear the word? Where's the body of Christ that know because they do the word, they become wise? And it's not about right and wrong. It's about being wise. Your right may be wrong to me. My wrong might be right to you. But if you're wise, I won't do anything that's wrong to you. And you won't do anything that's wrong to me. Where are those people? It's all in a matter of choice. Because you can live anything in this book says you can live, because this book has the power to help you live it. I say this often. We teach it wrong. We teach it wrong. We have teach it wrong, and I repent of it. When we have sinners come down, we say, promise God you'll live for Him. You can't promise. God doesn't require you to promise Him anything. You can't. I'll never sin. You lied just then. I lived for you all the days of my life. You better watch it. You probably lied. God's the God of the first chance, second chance, third chance, fourth chance, fifth chance. All of us, the Bible says, all have gone astray. Woo! What are you going to do with that? No, it ain't all about that. It's about becoming. First words in the Bible, Jesus spoke to any person when He said to the disciples. Look at that. When He looked out there and He saw James and Peter, Andrew, fishing. He said these words, come follow me. And then what did He say? I will make you. I will make you fishers of men. Oh, listen, I'm preaching to you. How many sleepless nights, how many disgruntled Christians and people that don't attend the church no more because they tried to make themselves live right. Yes, yes, yes. Impossible. Right. What you need to do is dig ground yourself. Every day you obey any word, your foundation becomes stronger. Yes. That's the power of it. You may be, Pastor, I don't think I got a foundation at all. I'm all over the place. Well, just become a doer. Just do one thing for a week. I tell you the best thing to do for anybody in this room right here. Quit being negative for a week. I tell you what. I give you $20. You can do it one day. Don't say anything negative for one day. Don't talk about your brother. Don't say, I wish that man get out of my way, blankety blank. I wish this. I tell you that guy don't get my, I'm going to get out and whoop you. No, you don't do that. You say, I love everybody all the time. I'm just a big old lover today. Go to Hardee's, they ain't got no ketchup mustard on the hamburger. You look at it, open it up, got three pieces of onion, and right at the end they have a piece of ketchup mustard. Somebody missed going to crawfish. Oh, my. You raised Cain. Just eat it. Thank God it's got a piece of an onion on it. Thank God you got teeth to eat it. That's smart. Thank God you can open your mouth and you are not laying in some place half dead, feeding you with a feeding tube. He already said, watch what you say. That's the whole. That's what's wrong with the world. We're just so tight. That's right. We're tight. We're uptight. Say we're uptight. That's right. Man, we get up in the morning. We just wound up. You just let somebody get in the way of me this morning. I'm on the way to work. Boy, woo! I shouted all day yesterday, but I'm gonna work him over today. And by the time you take off, here comes. When you give them the love sign, whatever it is, I better quit. I'm not good at sign making. My son to get on to me. I was down in Cabo. I was doing my dog thing. You know what we do when our brothers, you're my dog. You know, you see it on, don't act like y'all ain't seen it on that program. What's that? American Idol. When he said, Randy said, what did he say? That's my dog. Need to do that stuff, you know. I'm a dog. I'd down in Cabo and I was talking to the butler. And I say, "You're my dog." He said, "What?" No, this means you're my something else. You're this kind of thing. You know what that is, don't you? A little girly kind of thing. You're my real boy. I better stop right here. I'm drunk. But that's true. I watch what I say. I got to get ready. I'm going on the internet. Got to watch out what I say. Y'all wouldn't like it if I watched out what I said, would you? But here's the thing, though. Every time you do the word, your foundation gets stronger. Do it for a day. Go to bed at night. Repent of your day. Start tomorrow. Lord, don't promise him. Just do it. Just become a lover. Faith worketh by love. Just be a lover. Not an agitator. Not somebody that stirs up problems. But a lover. You see the world turn up down. You see the churches turn upside down. If the church people become just lovers. Accept people for who they are. Amen. And love them through their circumstances and through their trials. Here's the power of it all. What are you choosing to be? That's what makes a difference. Are you building on the rock? Because there's a storm brewing. There's a real big storm brewing, but guess what? We're destined to win. Nothing shall by any means harm us. We got the word on it. He said it. I believe it. He said it. That settles it. And then I believe it. His word cannot return him void. Accomplish that which pleases him and prosper in the thing he sent out to do. Are you going to live over here? Be it. Just shout. Just glory to God. All your stuff. I'm shout. I do all that. Make a mess. Take your mess everywhere you go. Wind up. Defeated. Despondent. Nobody wants to go anywhere you want to go. Then live that kind of life. I choose to live on this side. Remember? Woo-hoo-hoo! My foundation almost went. I didn't think about that sucker flying off through there. God is good. All the time. I had another rock that was like this, and Ronnie cleaned it up for me. I was sitting there last night about 7:30. I said, "Now it wouldn't be horrible if I'm preaching about being founded on a rock, and that thing flipped me off." So I went and bought my own rock, the best I could get. One that won't rock. So what are you choosing? Simple message, but powerful choice. Standing in the storm, it's when you do the word. And the winds blow, and the winds and the rain comes down. But because you are a hearer and a doer, your house does not flash. I'll give you some homework. How many of you know that little thing, Foolish Man and the Wise Man song? Just 4, 5? We need to make some copies and give them out. Sing it to yourself every day. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. Simple. Wise man built his house upon the rock. Then the rain came tumbling down. Rain came down and the floods came up. Rain came down and the floods came up. Rain came down and the floods came up. Get your hands ready. House stood firm. You don't do nothing. No. Okay. The house stood firm. Then the foolish one, you go off of that, and then the house went splash. Be doers of the word. If you want to live up here, be a doer of the word. If you want to live down there, don't be a doer of the word. Where you want to live, up here or down there? I saw that in a movie. You like that, amen? Go see the movie. You want to stick with me, you be up here. Don't stick with me, you be down there. Stick with me up here, Don't stick with me down there. That's in the movie. But I said, stick with the word, you'll be here. Don't stick with the word, you'll be down there. Which one do you want to stick with? Up here? You want to live down there? Up here? Down there? Down there? Up here? Where you want to live?
Up here.
I said, where you want to live?
Up here.
Be a doer of the word.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Let's stand. Amen. Be a doer of the word. I let you out early today. Because if I hadn't, my brother said, you long-winded. Hallelujah, Jesus. I've enjoyed talking about the storm. Most people talk about it in a negative way. But see, you can take the storm.